7.
Sports Wrap.
Sports Wrap.
With Tholakele Mganga.
Tholakele in studio to talk about, ostensibly to talk about sport. But the biggest story everyone's talking about right now is something you didn't want to talk about, but you just mentioned off air, and you know, it's my obligation to bring these things into the light. But Romelu Lukaku is dating Megan Thee Stallion.
Meg the Stallion, yes.
I sound old. And okay.
The fact that the Champions League final is obviously coming up between Inter Milan and Manchester City, and of course Lukaku is on loan at Inter Milan. Whenever he's in a committed relationship, he plays like Ronaldo, the Brazilian Ronaldo, in his prime. So because obviously as a Manchester United supporter, I'm in the summoning circle of Manchester City's downfall. I'm going to need him to recall back all of his powers so that...
So you're with Meg Thee Stallion on this one, right?
Yes, we're going to support her boyfriend as they win the Champions League.
So speaking of Manchester City and you being a Man United fan, of course, FA Cup final this weekend. What are we thinking?
It's going to be bad. I don't mean to be very negative, but honestly, Anthony Martial, look, yes, he hasn't been fit for majority of the campaign. I think it's 29 games before that final league game. 29 games that he had missed this season. But the fact that he's actually right now, for me, when he's on form, he's a more clinical finisher than Marcus Rashford, but he's never fit. And then that means Wout Weghorst is going to be playing for us. And he just has not worked. We've tried since January to really like make him work, but it's not going to work. Marcus Rashford, he's going to have to put in a 10 out of 10 performance. Christian Eriksen has to be on form. Bruno Fernandes, you can always count on him to show up in the big games. So for him, it's not really an issue. But then on top of that, you've got a defense where David De Gea, he blows hot and cold. So you never really know what.
But anything could happen in a cup final.
Yes. And you could also lose like 6-0, because at the end of the day, Manchester City are trying to win a treble, and there's no bigger marker of showing that we are the superior team than beating your arch rivals, the people that have set the benchmark, and beating them in a final.
Lots of noise, rumors around transfers, Messi to Saudi Arabia, Chelsea in the mix with other players. Yes. What's going on?
It's funny how when Ronaldo moved mid last season now, people were kind of going, he's a Finnish footballer, but it seems like the Saudi Arabian league is becoming very attractive to footballers. Maybe some would argue that are chasing the money, but that's a whole other discussion that can be had.
I think more than some, most would argue.
Yeah, yes. And Saudi Arabia, once again, they're sports washing. We know how it worked with LIV Golf. Yeah. We know that with Newcastle as a club, they've come into that club and turned their fortunes around. They'll be playing the Champions League next year. But there's also the South African connection where we have Pitso Mosimane as well, because he's coaching Al Ahly Saudi. Well,
is he? Hopefully. Isn't he?
It's still not clear if he'll be continuing with them next season, because he personally said he's ready for the next mission. But Karim Benzema, he's come out yesterday to say for now he'll still stay at Real Madrid for one more season. Lionel Messi, of course, we know that PSG confirmed yesterday that he will be leaving the club at the end of this campaign. Where his next move is, no one really knows, because we know that the reason he had that fallout with PSG a few weeks ago is because he went there. He went to Saudi Arabia on an ambassador mission, but some people were saying he's actually negotiating for his next move. But Barcelona have also been very adamant that they somehow have found the funds to bring him back to the club.
French Open is underway at the moment. For me, the highlight so far has been Gael Monfils.
Yes.
And he's now pulled out, even though he came back from 4-love down in the fifth set.
You know what's crazy with Gael Monfils' career? We all have a game at a tournament where at a Grand Slam where you can say, if he puts it together for week two, he could win it. But then the next game, all of a sudden, he's injured. He doesn't play well. He's one of those tennis players where you kind of wonder what could have been, a little bit like Joe Wilfried Tsonga. If they didn't have injuries, what could have been with their careers? But for him, he blows hot and cold. But I think on the men's side, there's a lot of competition.
So many people that could come through. I think Medvedev going out is going to be massive.
Exactly.
Djokovic, Alcaraz.
You can never rule him out. Djokovic is there. On the women's side, it's like it's Iga Swiatek and the rest. There's been so little consistency from the women's players. You look at Emma Raducanu. She broke out at the U.S. Open and has not managed a good run since. Leila Fernandez, who she had beat at the U.S. Open, hasn't managed anything since. On Wednesday, it had been 16 seeds that had fallen in the women's draw. You do kind of wonder, is there anyone that can actually challenge Igor Swiatek for any of the majors?
Tolokele, as always, thank you so much for wrapping up what's coming up and what is currently happening in the world of sport.